sore and very depressed. Few of the men were gutsy enough to stand guard over her while she was allowed to eat or relieve herself. Usually the job went to Swan or Mather or the Prince, if anybody bothered to remember her at all. Blade, though, would have nothing to do with Catcher. I think he hated her because Lady did, and his regard for Lady was well inside the realm of obsession. Catcher had a really dark and promising look for good old Mergen, happy or not otherwise. "Start exploring," Lady snapped. She knelt over Catcher but looked up at Croker. "You're here. What are you going to do about it?" It was obvious that she was suffering one of her mood swings. I knew Croker wanted to tell her that this was not Cadavar, to insist that we had not traveled halfway across the earth and had not hacked our ways through hell only for the sake of finding an abandoned rock pile already fallen into ruin. But he could not claim that because he didn't know the truth. He said nothing. Croker was becoming more taciturn all the time. Lady muttered under her breath, grabbed Soulcatcher's chin, and forced her sister to look her in the eye. "You have anything you want to share with us, dear? Is there any little secret about this place that you'd trade for not getting left behind when we leave?" Catcher winked at me. Lady didn't have a hope. I got the impression that she was willing to haul out of there right now and to hell with puttering around the rock pile, trying to get the angle on everybody else. Catcher really was in a bad mood. And Lady, too. Lucky for Kina, she was divine. Catcher smiled and smiled, but never volunteered anything. She would not to save her own ass. Which was what I expected. All the 10 who were taken were vulnerable only through their obsessions.
"Shit!" echoed through the darkness. "What the fuck was that? Captain! Mergen! You gotta see this!"
Croker shrugged and nodded. It didn't matter what it was. It was an excuse to get away from the old lady for a minute. I shuffled out onto a floor. I could sense only by feeling it under my feet. Croker shuffled behind me. He was muttering like an old madman, shaking his head, wanting to know what the hell he was doing here. This was not the place he'd been going for the last 30 years. This was somebody's cruel joke. This was somebody's nightmare. This could not be the birthplace of the free companies of Cadavar. There was nothing here. I felt his despair grow, and knew it would swell till it became deep and black, and then, in all likelihood, it would take a sideways turn when he convinced himself that it had all come to this because he had let himself get distracted. I had no trouble seeing the future. No sheep's guts needed. Sometime not long after we returned to Kialune, he would decide we went wrong because we moved before we studied those early annals. He would decide we had to go get them. And doing that just might generate the bloodshed needed to give Kina her Year of the Skulls. She is the darkness, all right. I was surrounded by females, human, divine, and demigod, every one of whom could drape herself in that cloak. But right now, lumbering, dull old Kina seemed to have all her many sets of claws firmly locked on the title.
"Yeah!"
The old man grabbed my shoulder, stopped me, just a few steps short of daydreaming my way into an unscheduled dive into an